Perfectly Sane Show, episode 304. I am Chris. Unfortunately, I am not joined by my normal group of people. Tony is not here. Jeff is not here. Fozzie is not here. Pete is not here. There's a reason for that this week. So we recorded our normal time for our Friday publication of the podcast, and something happened with the audio coming in from those other four. Three. Fozzie wasn't there. Their volume was so low and so noise polluted that I wasn't able to recapture that and clean it up enough to make it so that we could listen to the show and put it out as normal. So we're going to try something different coming next week. We're going to try and record via Google Hangout, and we'll see from there. But, you know, we like to get an episode up every week. So, here we are. This is episode 304. I'm kind of going to touch on some of the stuff that we discussed in the last episode, freely, myself. And the first one is we wrapped up Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. Jeff had finished it the week before, and he and I had talked about it, but I was only about maybe 7 or 8 chapters into the game. I finished it, Pete has finished it, and that game is fantastic. It's my favorite game of the year so far. It does some things really well. It still suffers from some of the Uncharted-ness of the game, but overall, still a really great game. Really love the touching scenes, you know, you get between Nate and Elena, especially later in the game. There was a point where I turned on Sam. Like, I didn't like him up to a point, and then I really hated him. By the end, it was, you know, I was okay with him as a character. He's a really good character, but I did not like him as a person, as the character. I did not enjoy that. What he was doing to Nate's life. Gameplay-wise, it's Uncharted. The shooting's a little bit better, but it's still, you know, you come across a bunch of guys, you kill them. Combat's okay. It really, like, I don't think it's improved that much to be like, yes, this is great. They definitely took some lessons from The Last of Us. I think they took the good lessons from The Last of Us in terms of, you know, how to progress their narrative. I think maybe their free form, let's, you know, allow Nate to kind of go stealth and kill everybody. The combat wasn't good in The Last of Us. It's not good here. At least that's my take on it. So killing things in Uncharted has never been super satisfying, but it always has made up for it with the story, except for maybe in 3. It does a really good job here with Uncharted 4. The story is fantastic. It's not my favorite Uncharted, but it's a damn good game and well worth playing. And I like that it leaves an open for a possibility for something to happen after this game. I know a lot of people are going to disagree and say, no, it ends perfectly. It does. Like, if there's no more Uncharted games, that's fine. But I think they've opened it up and they've created a new venue for potential new Uncharted games. And I don't want to get into spoilers, but I think there's a chance for a whole new protagonist. And it's not Sam, but a whole new protagonist here in this series going forward. So, yeah, Uncharted, it's fantastic. Pete will have a review up on the site. And I guess Tony talked about Total War Warhammer. I have not played it yet, and I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to, but Tony seemed to be liking it. I assume we're going to get a review of that shortly, and I'm sure he'll be talking more about it this coming week on the next episode. I, however, am reviewing a brand new game that came out last week as well, and that is Homefront: The Revolution. And whoa, is this a mess of a game. I was mildly looking forward to it. because of where the venue for setting is. It takes place in Philadelphia. It takes place in that weird world that Homefront from 2011, 2010. I don't quite remember, but whenever that Chaos Studios game came out, it was basically a remake of Red Dawn with Korea. That game had a pretty interesting premise. This takes place in that world, but they've changed the backstory, which I thought was a little weird. Now Korea basically created like the iPhone, and they took over the tech industry. It's really, really strange. This game is like the original Homefront was a Call of Duty clone, a Battlefield type clone, I guess you could say. Call of Duty Battlefield, that type of corridor shooter campaign, and had an okay multiplayer. This does not have a competitive multiplayer at all. It has a cooperative multiplayer, but the big change in the game is that it's not that corridor shooter that Call of Duty and the Battlefield games have given us as campaigns. It is more of an open world Far Cry-ish type game, which sounds cool. Like, I love the idea of being able to run around like a war-torn Philadelphia and try and, take it back. As somebody who lives in the Philadelphia area, I thought that was really cool. Unfortunately, it's just not good. It's boring. The characters are terribly written. You play a silent protagonist, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, there's plenty of games with great silent protagonists. In this one, it's really, really bad. It's just like they talk at him, and like it's like, oh, his silence is like a affirmation. So like when they want to affirm something terrible, they go, "Hey Brady, like how you agree, right?" And you don't say anything, and it's like, "All right, like, let's keep going." It's like, that's so dumb, and it's so terrible. It's super buggy. There are total moments where the game just freezes for a few seconds. I have a couple clips up on my Xbox Live account of some bugs. There's one where I come across a resistance member who should be in the back of a truck, and like he's doing this animation, like he's waving you onto the truck, except there's no truck, so he is just floating in the air. It's a bit absurd. The gunplay is not great. It's okay. As I said, the story is kind of abysmal. I am fascinated by, how well it feels like Philadelphia, but nothing about this game outside of that is worthwhile. Like, even the co-op, which Don and I played, and we enjoyed playing together, but I think that kind of lends to the point of, co-op can make just about any game better. And playing that piece, which are these very big maps with very, kind of broad mission objectives that, it'll take you 10, 15 minutes to complete with a squad of four. We played a couple missions. They were okay. Like, they're okay. And there's like a customization option and stuff. Like, so you can level your character up and customize them however you want. And it's a little weird. And it's not, like, as I said, the shooting is just kind of okay. So it's not particularly good. And outside of that, so that's Homefront. I would recommend not buying it, but you do what you want. And we talked. Pete had some things he wanted to say about Lionhead and Microsoft and the value of Fable. But we had talked about that last week. We also kind of touched on the Vagina Bones controversy. I think if you're interested in knowing what the Vagina Bones thing is, you should look it up. It's pretty funny and absurd, and Vagina Bones. And finally, Xbox One multi-disc games are now able to be played on the Xbox One backward compatibility feature. Not all the games yet. I think right now it's only Deus Ex. The Human Revolution, like Director's Cut or something, that was a two-disc game. But this is hopefully opening up the space for Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 3, Lost Odyssey, some other great like multi-disc games, Final Fantasy 13 maybe. Not a great game, but a game that maybe you want to go back and see if they were able to kind of up the resolution on it and make it a little bit better, because some of these games do look better on Xbox One backward compatibility. So there's that. I don't think there's much of anything else going on here. I'm sorry this is really, really short. I'm not used to doing a show by myself, so I guess there's that. But overall, we will be back next week. We're trying a new format. Jeff and I are actually going to try it out on Wednesday for our new episode of Movie Dudes. Hopefully that works well. We'll see. I'm hoping it turns out decently, though. So, all right. Well, thank you all for listening. As always, if you haven't subscribed on iTunes, please do that. Give us a rating on iTunes. You can also send in, your comments and questions to us. You can send them over Twitter at perfectly sane P Sane Show on Twitter and at critically sane on Twitter. So. Send us a message. Let us know what you want us to talk about on the show. Next week, we may touch on Doom. Jeff had talked about Doom on this past show, and I think he's done with it now. So I don't know how much more there is, but he really likes it. He thinks it's a really great game, and maybe you might want to give it a go as well. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.